So as we continue the reflection on the theme of the month, what does it mean to be a people of trust? I have some remarks to share with you today on that topic. Have you had moments where you are both laughing and crying? Have there been times when you've been searching for truth, equality, and peace of mind? Are you looking for ways to create genuine community? A place where everyone feels known and loved. Have you noticed how hard it is to find places like that? As a minister and a thinking, caring person, I hear about so many of us who are searching and feeling lost. We are bombarded with questions and decisions to make. Do we move to a new city and take a job offer? Do we try to make our relationships better or move on? Do we reach out to the family or a family member who seems to have a drinking problem? Do we attempt to convince our parent that it's time to stop driving? Do we have surgery or not? What path will get us from where we are now to our desired destination? Should we reach out to a friend we haven't spoken to in years, not sure of how we'll be received? How do we get healthy when our jobs and responsibilities take up all of our time and energy? How do we get our anxiety to stop holding us back from living fully? And how do we make ends meet when hours are cut? How do we create meaningful lives now? Is there something here to which I can belong? Or is this simply an endless journey with no point? Some of us are lost. And we need an anchor. We need to know who, what, and how to trust. Now, some of us don't feel lost as much as we feel discouraged. Maybe we haven't been betrayed by someone we trusted. We don't know if we can risk getting hurt again. Maybe a long-held dream has not come true, and we wonder if it ever will. Maybe we have lost a loved one to death, and we are sad. And it's okay to feel sad, but it's also hard. As we walk around day to day, we are often asked, "How are you today?" We respond with, "I'm good." Or sometimes we get really ambitious and say, "I'm great," when we know nothing could be further from the truth. Some of us are really doing okay, but there are too many days where there is too much to do. Too many appointments to keep, children to care for, aging parents to look in on, just too many tasks in any given day. You try to do self-care. You get to the gym maybe once a month. Quality time with your partner. What's that? And friends. You see them on social media outlets, but rarely, if ever, do you get together in person. It just gets to be too much sometimes. There's a study out that says working moms today are spending the same amount of time that mothers did in the 70s and 60s when they didn't work 40 hours a week out of the home, many of them. The same amount of time parenting as people who worked part-time in the past or worked stayed at home. Fathers today are spending more time with their children than they did a generation ago. Not quite the same level as mothers today, but we're all busy. We are all working more hours to get done what we need to get done. And it gets to be too much. And many times you want to do all of those things on your to-do list. You really do. It just becomes overwhelming. With little time to think and reflect and care for yourself. So at some point, you just stop from exhaustion. And then despair and guilt enter the picture. And we are back searching. Searching for truth, equality, and peace of mind. Now maybe you're not suffering from the weight of regret from your own mistakes. Not overwhelmed by the demands of your life, but you are still anxious, worried, and fearful for the future. Maybe you're suffering from the constant stream of news, much of it disheartening, and tragic. countries suffering from war and famine, children caught in cycles of violence and abuse, news of another workplace or school shooting, climate change, chaos and division in our government. It all gets to be too much. You want to be part of the solution. You have an urge to fix things. But it is all so complex. It's all so much. It is very likely you are feeling more than one ways of this kind of despair, both concern for yourself and for the wider world. But there's a common thread uniting these concerns, one similarity between them. It's our need for something and someone we can trust. All of the ways that we need truth, equality, and peace of mind. We are in need of trust. The way the lone wild bird is in need of the rest in the embrace of love. The various ways we need trust reminds me of the Inuit who have dozens of words to describe snow. They are so used to it, they can describe it in exact terms. There are over 40 words for snow. But in the end, it's all falling water. Though it can be explained in multiple ways, it is all falling water. Our despair, anxiety, feelings of overwhelm are all one thing. They are really one thing. They are the result of our belief that we have to do things alone. It is the illusion of independence, self-sufficiency, our false sense of isolation. This is at the root of our heartache, our struggle, and our despair. The pain of grief is softened when shared. Want to get sober? It's easier with help. Want to make the world a more equitable and fair place? It can only be done with the help of others. We cannot do it alone. We need the strength of community to make a real difference. The answer to our despair is trust. We go astray when we believe we are alone, that we are outside the circle of love and community, unable to trust that we are loved and that others want to help. Without trust, we suffer. Weeping without a shoulder to cry on, struggling for justice without supporters, no one to share our dreams, afraid to make mistakes, and unwilling to take the help when offered. We are in need of a trusting heart to open ourselves to the care and concerns of the community. The realization of our need to trust is discovering we are not alone. Listen, the bad will come. Injustice, pain, death, lots of snow. It will come. We must trust that trouble doesn't last always, that when we trust each other, change will come. Trust is no guarantee against hurt or trouble. It is a leap of faith. Trust is an awareness that life continues to have meaning and value, even in the midst of trouble. When we give ourselves over to the power of trust, we remain hopeful about life. We develop a trust that can get us through the challenges and the troubles that we will encounter. Trust helps us to remember what our pain tries to make us forget, that we are not alone. Trust is accepting the hand reaching out when you fall down, and we all fall down. Trouble comes to all of us. We all make mistakes. Beatrice was not known by her name until she made a mistake. No one will know us until our hearts are open. We are found when we get through the storm together. Maybe you watched Stacey Abrams deliver the response to the State of the Union the other night, and you heard a story about her father. As I remember it, Stacey's family had one car, so her father often walked home from his job. One stormy evening, he was late coming home, and the rain was pouring down heavy. The family got anxious, nervous, got in the car, and went in search of him. They found him walking in the pouring rain without his coat, his only coat. When asked about his coat, he told them he had given his coat to a man on the side of the road who did not have a coat. "Why would you do that?" his children asked him. And he said, "Because I knew you were coming for me. We are found when we get through the storm together, trusting in the value and the meaning of life in the midst of the storm, trusting one another to come searching. Trust is remembering that we are connected. We are part of everything. When we sit across the table from someone who wants to work with us, and we don't have to do it alone. When we gather to laugh and cry as we celebrate the passing of a loved one, we are reminded that their life mattered and we are not alone. When we are one voice in the harmony, when someone else picks up the slack, the vows we speak and witness to at weddings are infused with love and trust. We are all in need of trust. We receive trust and we are givers of trust. We can do that for each other. Let us build communities for each other where community means strength that joins our strength to do the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us when we falter, a circle of healing, a circle of friends, some place where we can be free. May it be so.